Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hale Varsity Radio.
More a drive. Deep right. Going. Gone. Malcolm Moore homers for the second consecutive game. And the Pac-12 Freshman of the Year puts Stanford up 4-1.
It is that time. The Super Regionals are set, and we're talking about it now. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hale Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. Damon Benning, Andrew Rogers, the road to Omaha. What are they at their final pit stop? You bet.
It's a hard championship to win, man.
You bet. You want to be one of the final eight? Well, you have to make it here first. And we are going to talk to Aaron Fitt now. Aaron is, well, let's just say he's well-versed in this topic.
We just call him Fitty, Mr. Fitt.
He's the co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball, at Aaron Fitt on Twitter. Aaron, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Oh, man, it is I'm like, gosh, we need to book him for more time. Let me just start with this real quick and get this out of the way, because I know you're pretty even-keeled, and I think you're four players. What were your thoughts all season long as you're watching all these ejections and sportsmanship being forced this year? Were you losing your mind, or were you like, okay, I get it?
Well, I think it's frustrating when you look at ejections being up, you know, by a factor of two, right? It's twice as many ejections as we had a year ago. And, you know, that was a point of emphasis for the, I guess, the rules committee in the offseason, was to try to curb some of the excessive celebrations and unsportsmanlike behavior, if you want. I think they need to go back to the drawing board on this, because, you know, it's like Kyle Peterson said on one of the broadcasts this weekend. I mean, you know, you don't want to take emotion out of the game. It's part of it. Now, I don't love, you know, haunting. You know, I don't love when you're directing your emotion at the opposing team. And it does feel like there's been a lot more of that going on in the last few years. But I mean, you know, ultimately, especially in these postseason games, it just feels like, you know, it's gone too far. I feel like we've gone too far with the policing, and I hate the automatic one-game suspension to go through this process. That's probably my biggest concern at this point.
Crippled Clemson, didn't it?
It really hurt him. I mean, you know, one of the best players suspended for chirping an opponent from 40 feet away. Yeah. You know, I mean, in the 13th inning, come on.
Aaron, 9 of the 16 one seeds remain, but out of the 7 that bowed out during opening weekend, and you know we're guaranteed at least one repeat qualifier from last year, but out of the one seeds that did bow out, Arkansas, Clemson, Vandy, Miami, Coastal, and Auburn?
Yep.
And did I nail those? Which one are you most shocked that we won't be seeing play a Super Regional?
That's a good question. I mean, you know, I feel like most of these regionals were pretty competitively balanced from the beginning. And
I thought Clemson got a brutal draw,
though. I thought so, too.
I thought seeing Tennessee as a 2 was unfair.
Yeah, I agree. And so I guess that would be, you know, I mean, that said, I mean, Clemson was really, really good.
Yeah.
I mean, they won 17 games in a row, and then they lost 2 games in 17 hours. But, I mean, like, we can't say that's just shocking because, as you said, Tennessee's, you know, was dangerous. We all saw it right away. I mean, I guess Arkansas, I really liked that team a lot and just thought, you know, the way they play at home. But then you saw a red-hot TCU team come in there, and I was like, I don't know, I can see that one. You know, I mean, I picked Arkansas, but, I mean, that one was a little surprised. Auburn, I wasn't surprised by. I picked Southern Miss. I mean, Oklahoma State, I wasn't surprised by. I mean, so Vanderbilt, I picked Oregon in that one. So, I mean, most of the ones that went down, I wasn't shocked. I guess Miami was the one that I had the most faith in. In Texas, I mean, you just didn't know what to expect from that.
Yeah, they got off the mat, didn't they?
Yeah, it's just, I mean, they've just been so up and down, and You know, they won a part of the Big 12 title. You know, clearly they were doing some things right this year, and then they looked terrible in the conference tournament. And it's like, what Texas team are we going to get here? And the one we got looked pretty darn good.
So I think each of the three is a little bit different. But when you look at who you trust, whose staff do you trust out of the SEC? Do you like the potential of Florida, the preseason promise of Tennessee? And then there's that team in LSU that's top heavy with scheme, but they have their questions. Who do you trust the most heading into the Supers?
I suppose I would say Florida, and I say that, you know, having just watched South Carolina look really, really good. Yeah. Really, really good.
A team that wasn't even all that healthy.
No, I mean, well, they certainly weren't for the last month. They've gotten healthier. They're not 100%, but they're a lot closer now.
Yeah.
And they look this weekend like the team that I saw sweep Florida back in April in Columbia, you know. And so, I mean, I like Florida's team a whole lot. I think they're the better team. But, I mean, that version of South Carolina we just saw, I mean, it was a buzzsaw for three straight games there. And Florida, you know, had to come through the loser's bracket. But I like the way Florida did it. I mean, you know, they really didn't leave any doubt coming back in once they lost that first game. They kind of dominated the rest of the weekend. So I guess I would say the Gators, but, I mean, it's just, you know, LSU, maybe that's the answer. I mean, Kentucky is good. You know, obviously they've had a really nice year, but I don't love that matchup for Kentucky. I think that's a matchup where LSU would probably set up in their favor. So I had to bet for sure on one of these teams to get to Omaha. I would say LSU.
Fitty, stay right there with Kentucky, because they made their opponents sleep in dorms on campus, instantly putting a target on their back where I'd say college baseball fans at least put the target on their back of, hey, I don't want to root for that team because of how things went down. Meanwhile, you have the sycamore trees, Indiana State, that are moving out of state to have their super regional take place at TCU so that they could continue to host the Special Olympics event at that field. So I say that to ask, how much has Indiana State won the hearts of college baseball fans during this entire process of being a team that has never been here before? They're making their first super regional appearance. Then they're winning over the community by moving the super regional out and being unselfish.
Yeah, it's a great story, you know, and if you watch that team play, their style of play is really fun. It's an easy team for fans to get behind. You know, it's unfortunate that they had the scheduling conflict there. I mean, they, you know, those home fans, they had a great atmosphere this past weekend. They would have loved to have had that home super. Mm-hmm. And instead, you're going into the Lions Den. You know, it Lupton can get pretty wild in the postseason, especially. So, you know, that's a tough break. But, I mean, this stuff happens from time to time. I mean, remember when Missouri State was a top 8 seed, and they won their regional, and, you know, they shared their ballpark with a minor league team. The minor league team was home, so they had to play their super in Fayetteville. Yeah, which that didn't work out well.
We're trying to get into the matchups. Does familiarity breed contempt? Kentucky knocked Skeen around in their series. They lost 2 out of 3, but it was pretty competitive, even a one-run loss. Is LSU a team that you think could be in trouble seeing a familiar opponent?
I mean, maybe. You know, it's one of those things that kind of works both ways, right? I mean, maybe this time around LSU's more equipped to know what they're getting into. But, I mean, it probably emboldened Kentucky. They're not going to be intimidated. You know, they know they can beat these guys. I think that's fascinating because it's really contrasting styles there. You've got the big power-hitting LSU team. You've got a Kentucky team that loves to play the small ball and the speed game and can beat you that way. So LSU's got to be sharp. But also, if LSU is able to build an early lead, Kentucky's not really built to come back, you know, like we've seen a lot of these teams, you know, like, was it Stillwater? Somebody got down 8-0 and just no problem. You know, we'll just put up a 16 spot.
That's kind of how I felt Duke was playing all year. as a North Carolina honk in the ACC, Duke would just home run their way back into games.
Yeah, for sure. And this weekend, boy, I was down there yesterday for the finale in Conway, speaking of Duke. And but they looked awesome, man. I mean,
that was a huge baseball team.
And the story of MJ Metz,
dude. How
even better,
Fitty? How big is Duke in person?
just size?
They look big.
They are. I mean, you got three guys in the order. It goes 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", and right in a row, just a bunch of grown men. You know, and this MJ Metz, he talked about, he's this year's Tim Elko. He's playing on one ACL. He had 4 home runs this weekend. It's just, it's awesome when you see that kind of stuff. And I saw him afterwards, you know, he's lifting up one of their assistant coaches who's probably about my size, and it's like a child, you know.
This year's Tim Elko. Don't tell people that, though, Fitty, because that's going to attach people to Duke. Now, we talked about intriguing matchups on the show, too. And Oregon, Oral Roberts was it for me. TCU, Indiana State was it for DB. Are one of those two matchups the most intriguing of the Super Regionals for you, or do you have another that you like more?
I think Tennessee, Southern Miss is very intriguing. We've got Southern Miss and Scott Berry's last hurrah here with the loved coach down there. It's going to be electric, you know, down there in Hattiesburg. The fact they get to host a Super in the last run for Coach Berry, and you get the Vols coming in, you know, the team that still has probably got that reputation as college baseball's villains, even though they've toned it down a lot this year. A team that was preseason number 2, Tennessee, and because of all the star power on the mound in particular, all those guys are still there. They kind of figured out how the pieces fit together on the mound, and they played better. They played great in Clemson. But they haven't been very good in the road all year long. I mean, this is the first winning road weekend they had in the regional. And so how will they respond this weekend? I think that one is going to be a lot of fun.
No, I get it. They're an 8 national seed. And I think people like Stanford. And listen, Matthews was fantastic yesterday, closing the door in the middle of that game. But people talk about their offense. Hey, is Stanford for a national seed flying under the radar?
I think so.
I kind of get that sense.
I picked him to win it all this year in heading into the tournament. And I didn't see anything this weekend that changed my mind because, you know, I just think of here's what I like about them. They're super physical and they're old. They've been to Omaha twice in a row. And they show they can come through the loser's bracket. They're a tough team. Keep an eye on those guys.
That actually may be my pick, Fitty. I'm dead serious. I may ride with you on that.
I don't think it's a bad one.
Do it.
He's like, join the cult. Yeah. Do it. Aaron Fitt, we appreciate you, man. Enjoy the Super Regionals.
We'll see you when you get here, buddy.
All right, guys. Take care.
It's Aaron Fitt, co-editor and national writer for D1 Baseball at Aaron Fitt on Twitter. Tomorrow we can get into more talk like this. Another point I'd like to bring up based on what we talked about today in regards to Nebraska football, all that and more tomorrow. Stick around. More CNC then.